the rest of the story. In the beginning, you know, the game was played on a rectangular field with an upright post in each corner. The corner posts were the four bases. That was early baseball. Folks were laughing at New Yorkers back then in the 1840s because New Yorkers were playing baseball instead on an infield diamond, one which was incidentally the same size and the same shape as today's baseball diamond. So, the sportsmen of that seaboard city were baseball pioneers, and in many ways, the Brooklyn Excelsiors team made baseball history in the summer of 1860 by touring. They made the world's first baseball road trip, visiting Rochester, Albany, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Wilmington, Baltimore, and throughout the tour, they did not lose one game. Of course, there was no official baseball championship in those days, and yet the Brooklyn Excelsiors were unquestionably the best team in the country. And in general, the Brooklyn baseball teams of that era, and there were many of them, produced our nation's finest baseball players. As time passed, however, there arose one exception, a Brooklyn team that started strong in 1884, but after a few years more began to decline. And that wasn't the only problem the team had. They couldn't find a name, at least a name that would satisfy a majority of their intrepid fans. For a while, they were called the Bridegrooms. You know why? Because in 1889, during that one season alone, six of the players were married, so they called the team the Bridegrooms. Later, they became the Superbas, after a famous aerobatic troupe of the gay 90s, and yet, as one sports writer pointed out, a translation of the Superbas would be the Proud Ones, and the way that particular Brooklyn team was playing baseball at the time, the players had very little of which to be proud. So, this baseball team's quest for a name continued. Now, we were in Brooklyn. It's more than 100 years ago. One of the baseball teams there has not yet discovered a catchy name for itself. About this time, the greater New York City area was just getting accustomed to a new public transportation system, horse-drawn trolley cars. That's all right. Go ahead and get ahead of me if you think you can. You're entitled to that once in a while. But this system, horse-drawn trolley cars, by previous standards, was elaborate and complex. It was a real hazard for city pedestrians. It seems folks were always surprised by and jumping clear of those infernal trolleys. For those on foot, narrow escapes were an everyday occurrence. And yes, that is where it started. That is precisely how this Brooklyn baseball team got its name. The name eventually stuck, survived the decades, even after the whole team was transplanted to the United States West Coast. You see, New Yorkers in general were nicknamed something in particular after their trolley car system was established. And that nickname, quite naturally, was adopted by the Brooklyn baseball team. And that became a Los Angeles baseball team. But the title still lives on in memory of the days when the pedestrians of New York, were known as Trolley Dodgers. Now you know the rest of the story.